What is the first American monument that comes to mind for you? Maybe it's the Statue of Liberty, Mount Rushmore, the Lincoln Memorial. Well, some may be less likely to think of the Rosa Parks statue in the U.S. Capitol, or the Crazy Horse Memorial in South Dakota, which has been under construction since the 1940s. It is amazing. But it's not surprising if people overlook it. Monuments commemorating people of color make up less than 10% of all monuments in America, according to the National Monument Audit. There's even fewer for women. Well, the Kinfolk Foundation is trying to rectify this imbalance using education, workshops, and technology. And the way they're doing this is a little different. They've created digital monuments that, through AR or augmented reality, they can superimpose over real street corners as you pass them. When you download their app, you can take a walking tour and see monuments in places creators think they should be. It's a project that started in New York. One of the people behind it is Kinfolk Foundation co-founder Idris Brewster. Idris, start with something you told the New Yorker. It just jumped out at us, and it really tells us the representation imbalance of our monuments.
Yeah. Over the course of America's history, there's been about 48,175 monuments nationwide. And right now, there are less than 300 monuments to Black and Brown people across the country. Wow. New York specifically, there are more statues of animals than there are of people of color. And so there's clearly an epidemic in terms of the representation of diverse histories in our public spaces.
And just to pick up on those stats, there are 10 times more monuments honoring mermaids in the U.S. than there are honoring U.S. Congresswomen. That floored me. But when you talk about this reckoning, you tried to have the statue of Christopher Columbus taken down. People might be familiar with it. It's right on the edge of Central Park, huge statue at Columbus Circle, because of what historians now see as his enslavement of and brutal treatment of indigenous people in the Americas. That failed. Is that part of the inspiration for this?
I think that was the impetus for this project, this application, and now this organization. To garner support for the movement to replace the monument, we would create AR experiences. And these AR experiences told the true story of Christopher Columbus and the discovery of America, as well as highlighted histories from other figures that are important to New York City and the country as a whole. And the AR was a way to engage the community. Yeah. And it was through the process of advocating for the removal of the monument that we discovered how an amazing of a tool augmented reality is to allow us to reimagine our public spaces.
Talk about some of the things that you are able to see now on the app as you walk around New York City.
So our plan is to be able to have corners around the city and around the country be filled with histories and stories from underrepresented communities. And so we recently released the location-based version of augmented reality. And if you don't know what location-based augmented reality is, I want you to think to Pokemon Go, which is an app where you can go around in the city and catch different Pokemon in different locations. And so we want to take that same technology and apply it to monuments, apply it to historical preservation. We partnered with the company who actually built Pokemon Go, Niantic, to use some of their back-end code to be able to build this feature. And with this feature, we released an artist exhibition. And this was us starting off slow to show people this new medium. And the plan is to be able to get people involved in the filling up of our streets with these monuments. And so if you go to spaces in Manhattan, such as Adam Clayton Powell Plaza in Harlem, Ganzevoort Beach on the west side near the Whitney Museum, or 108 Greene Street in Soho, you'll be able to see three of these experiences, these augmented reality monuments, and Hank Willis Thomas's monument, All Power to All People, which is a 350-foot Afropic. You can go to Brooklyn Bridge Park, activate that monument, and you'll see it all over the East River, right next to the Brooklyn Bridge.
So
we're trying to play with scale.
Let's stay with that for a second. It is just amazing. It's a hairpic that rises out of the water next to the Brooklyn Bridge, and it looks as if the handle of the pic might be a clenched fist, and it's just huge. So if I'm down there with the app, I will see this pic rising out of the water.
Yep.
And you mentioned go to 108 Greene Street. That's where Mary Jones, possibly one of the earliest recorded American trans women, lived and worked in a brothel. And this is in the early 19th century. She was arrested. And I'm looking at this image. There she is in this beautiful dress with a wallet, because apparently she was accused of thievery. And she took a wallet to her own trial to show that, demonstrate she's not a thief. She's got her money right there. And it's just huge. I mean, she's like a Macy's Day Parade balloon walking down the street.
We want these histories to take up space where they have no longer been able to do so. And the story of Mary Jones, someone who was asked to come into a courtroom and showed up in a way that was herself, but also in a way that she knew would be ridiculed and put her up for even more scrutiny than she was already receiving. And so her power to believe and have confidence in herself and show up as her true beautiful self is something that we wanted to represent in a space where 108 Green Street doesn't even exist. People aren't aware of that history and how it's specifically associated with Black, trans, and queer history. And so the artist Tourmaline did a beautiful job in bringing this concept to life. And that is just one of the many plans that we have of bringing this work to spaces at a scale that you couldn't even imagine. That's one of the best things about the augmented reality medium. You're not restricted to physical limitations. And that's why a lot of the artists we work with view this as an opportunity to make these life-size, building-size monuments.
Well, I'm looking at another one. This is Derek Adams' work. It's statues, you know, largely the face of Alma and Victor Hugo Green, who created the Green Book. This was the book that Black people in America had to have if you were going to drive anywhere across America to let you know where it was safe to go to get food and shelter. And so the Green Book creators are there outside Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building.
Yeah, the Adam Clayton Powell Plaza in front of the State Office Building, I think, represents a nexus of Harlem on 125th Street. And the story of Victor and Alma Green, the couple who founded the Green Book, is super important. I mean, that book was used to highlight places where people could be safe and stay, but a not so talked about aspect is how it actually promoted and showcased where Black people could go to have fun, to be in community, to dance. There was nightclubs, there was restaurants. And so there's a notion that even with the oppression that was existing, there was joy throughout. And a lot of those spaces where these lives were being lived, they're no longer existing. Yeah. And that's where kinfolk can really play a part, helping relate our histories and our stories to places across the country.
So how do you plan on expanding this? Because this is just New York City now, and you still have to expand it there. But how would you expand it from New York?
So the great thing about this work and our organization is that while we launched this portion of the location-based aspect within New York City, which is where we're based, we have already working within six cities across the country.
Oh,
those
great
cities are Philadelphia, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Florence, Alabama, as well as Miami. And so this is the focus for us, is bringing the work that we've been doing. We have over 60 monuments that we've created. How can we first figure out a way to plot those and locations that are important? And the step to that is creating a more robust, scalable community engagement program to where we can have better dialogue with the cities and create more opportunities for people to activate these monuments. And our plan is to be able to engage with different partners, museums, grassroots organizations to collect sort of the zeitgeist of who we want to be celebrated, and then work with local artists, national artists, to bring this to life.
Idris Brewster, co-founder of the Kinfolk Foundation. Their project is the Monument Project, and they're working to bring these augmented reality statues, which are already several of them in New York and planned for in six other cities. They're working to expand that. We'll have all pictures at hereandnow.org. It's really quite something. Idris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Robin.